Well, you're sitting here live with Mike at ExtremeChristianRadio.com. You notice we're playing brand new music every single week here at the Extreme. Well, on the phone, like I said on Facebook, we have Christopher Strope on the line. Hey, Christopher, you're on the air with us. What's up, man?
Hey, man, what's going on?
We're chilling in New York. How about you?
I'm just hanging out here in Arkansas.
Well, we're enjoying your music, of course. We're receiving hundreds of requests every week on your hit single. And, you know, we're going to keep on playing it since it's the top number one highly requested song on ExtremeChristianRadio.com.
Yeah, man, that's great.
Can you tell us about, you know, just about you? What made you get in the, you know, Christian music, what made you get into music? I mean, there's a bunch of reasons.
I don't know, I've been listening to music, you know, just all my life, pretty much, and then, you know, I picked up the guitar and started playing right around the age of, you know, like 14, so, and I've just been playing music ever since, and been writing ever since, too, because it didn't take me very long to pick it up and learn it and start playing.
And when did you start playing?
I was around 14 when I first started playing.
And how old are you now? Are you still in school?
Oh, no, I graduated in 2011. I'm 20 now.
Well, congratulations. Is there any way you're going to end up making it on the top billboards or eventually probably looking into touring with a band?
Well, I'll probably just keep on doing my solo thing for a while and try to get some people in behind me and maybe play some around. I'll probably run it, you know, a church or something now. But, you know, I'm going to start recording some new music here in the next week or so. So I'm pretty excited about that. I'm going to be getting into a studio with a real professional producer and trying to get some really good stuff, you know, lay down, and should turn out really good.
Yes, it's you should, man. We're enjoying your fans actually is enjoying your music. I've been hearing emails from your fans be like, well, when's the next time you're going to release music? Now we know it's next week, everybody. Next week, he's back in the studio. What's the next title of your song? Can you give us a little preview, or can you talk about it?
I'm going to hopefully try to do two songs. That's what I'm going to try to do, because it, you know, it's tough to get two singles again, and one of the tracks is going to be called Glorious Day, and I don't really have a title for the other one yet.
But you wrote it. How long does it take you to write at least one single?
It just depends, you know, like, sometimes, I mean, I'll write a song, you know, sometimes in an hour, you know, but sometimes it may take me 2 to 3 days, you know. About 3 days is the top, you know, I like to spend on a song, because, you know, if it ain't falling real good, you know, I just have to take a day and get away from it and pick it back up the next day and try to mess with it. But, you know, usually the real good ones, I mean, they just come to you.
Now, does it come in like a vision, or you just, you know, end up just picking up a pen? I mean, we're getting, how I started back in the day, was a vision. I mean, it was a clear vision, like I was right there in the studio. Now, for you, how was it for you? I mean, is it like a clear vision, or how's
Well, for me, usually, you know, like, I'll come up with a riff on a guitar, usually how I do it. And then once I had music, you know, I'll try to get some lyrics. And then, you know, if it's things coming to me really good, you know, that day or something, you know, I'll come up with music and lyrics all in my head. And then when I get home, you know, from work, I'll be able to just sit down and it just usually just got pretty good.
It's good that you are able to work and still write music.
Oh, yeah.
What's your plans in the near future in your music career?
Well, hopefully, you know, like I said, you know, this week I'll sit down with a producer and talk about recording some new tracks. So, you know, my plans are just to get these new tracks done, and, you know, and, I mean, for me, they're just gonna totally blow my other songs out of the water, I mean, in my opinion, because it's just going to be a night and day difference as far as production and everything done in the songs themselves. So, I mean, my goal is just to get those songs done and get them out there and let people hear them, you know, and maybe they'll get something out of it.
Alrighty. And when we return, we're going to talk about our favorite highly requested song. We're going to ask you a couple of questions in heart and song. Coming up next on ExtremeChristianRadio.com. Well, we're on the phone with Christopher Strope. You still with us, man?
Oh, yeah, I'm still here.
Alrighty. Major, major requested, highly requested song. I mean, we're talking about receiving multi requests for this major hit. I mean, let's talk about In Heart and Song. Can you talk about what the message is? I mean, what the meaning of the song is?
Well, you know, to me, I mean, it's just, you know, singing to the Lord and, you know, in heart and song, because, you know, some people don't, you know, typically, there's some people who just don't like Christian music, you know, and don't think that, you know, you should have music, or they don't like the style of music or anything, but, you know, to me, it's just all singing. You're singing to God, so, I mean, you're just singing, giving all to Him in heart and song.
And every time when you sing, you're supposed to grow more intimate, more in love with Abba Father, and, I mean, this song has a mixture of country, a little bit of rock. Can you just talk about what genre you're trying to hit with this one song?
What was the question again? I'm sorry.
can you just tell us what style this song is, like country? I mean, you have a mixture of country, a little bit of rock, and Christian lyrics. Can you just nail it? I mean, can you just nail it for us? Can you just tell us the type of the song? I mean,
To me, it kind of comes off between like a mixture of like a bluesy contemporary Christian rock song. That's the best way I know how to put it.
And if you haven't heard it yet, I highly suggest that you listen to Extreme Christian Radio. Highly request it. If you haven't heard it yet, request it. I mean, even though we play it around the clock, request it. If you cannot hear it on the station, if you want to hear it, you know, off the air, contact my friend Christopher Strope. He'll hook you up. Let's talk about the next song, your second single that you've sent me a while back, We Never Know. I mean, can you tell us a simple message? I mean, take your time with this message. It's a heart hit song. It nails it right there on the nail. Can you talk about it?
Yeah, I mean, that song, it, you know, a lot of people who like that song, you know, it really speaks to them, and, you know, it's just talking about, you know, you just never know, you know, when it's your time to go. So, I mean, you need to always be ready, you know, and know where you stand with the Lord, because you never know when you're going to meet Him. I mean, He could come back tomorrow, or, you know, something could happen, you could meet Him in the next minute or so. So, I mean, you just never know.
And you're right about that, because in the Bible it talks about we never know the time, nor the day, nor the hours. So that,
and that's in the second verse in there. You know, it says, you know, scripture says that, you know, no man knows the day or the hour, so, yeah, need to always be ready.
So that song is scriptural, and if I can't know the scripture on top of my head right now, but if you have a question on where that scripture is, Facebook me, or do what it takes to find out where that scripture is. But if you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord, personal Savior, if you're listening, now is the time to get to know Jesus Christ as your Lord, personal Savior. Right, Chris?
Oh, yeah, always. Anytime.
Anytime. So it's never too late unless you kick the bucket.
Yeah, that's the truth.
Anyway, what are you doing for Christmas holidays? I mean, we just got off the phone with Matt Brier. He's going to Mexico. We have Kerry Strobe stuck on tour. We have Michael W. Smith. I have no idea what he's doing. Can you tell us what you're doing? Are you doing anything for Christmas holiday? Are you going to go sing at church or?
Yeah, I think our church is going to be doing a couple programs, and I don't really know what exactly I'll be doing with that. I'm sure I'll probably be doing something, because I usually do. But, I mean, besides that, you know, I'll just be spending time with family and, you know, exchanging gifts and eating some good food.
Now, after a concert, or after a, you know, when you get off stage, when you're done for the night with your worship, where would you probably top rate your favorite food to go eat?
What would be my favorite place to go eat after playing?
Yes, sir.
I don't know. That's a hard question there.
Well, we're going to give you
I mean,
go ahead.
If it's somewhere local, I'd probably go try to find like a Pizza Inn or Pizza Hut or something. Pizza is about my favorite.
Man, if you're up here in New York, there's a place called Pugly's, or Pudgy's. Excellent, excellent, excellent pizza. I mean, I can't outrule Pizza Hut. because of the deep dish. I mean, the deep dish at Pizza Hut rocks.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Anyways, we're going to take another short little song. We're going to introduce your second song. Even though we played it so many times, we're still going to introduce your next song on ExtremeChristianRadio.com. We're back on the phone with Christopher Strope. We just talked off the air briefly about how we can overcome depression during the Christmas holidays, even though some of us might be working and not enjoying some, you know, family time. You notice on Facebook a lot, they always say, you know, God's always for you, not against you, but Christopher has something to tell you, each and every one of you. Go ahead and hit us on the nail with something that you have from your heart.
Well, you know, there's a lot of people, you know, who have to work over the holidays, you know, and, you know, in a lot of cases, it's kind of rough on people because, you know, they don't get to spend time with their families or, you know, anything along those lines. But, I mean, you know, God's always there. I mean, he always got a friend in God, and he can do anything and move any mountain. So, I mean, everything will be all right.
Amen. So, even though I'm working at the station,
yeah,
or you're working on the stage, or everything's going to be all right. Just trust in God. Move those. Ask God to move those mountains. That's all you have to do, and God will go in your behalf and make things possible. Well, you're listening to Extreme Christian Radio. Before it gets real deep in Christmas, is there any way you can produce a song in Christmas music? What's your plans on releasing Christmas music?
You know, I don't really have any plans on releasing any Christmas music. You know, there's a few songs, you know, like I like to play around with, you know, like Mary Did You Know. I mean, you know, if I ever got the chance to do that song, I might like to redo that one. Because for some reason, I don't know what it is about that song. It's just the music to it or just the words, you know. That song really speaks to me. So if I ever get a chance to do a Christian, you know, like a Christmas song, you know, that'd probably be the one that I'd try to do.
You should pray about it, and if God lays it on your heart to just go ahead and, you know, press through with it. We're here at the station. We're going to pick it up, and we're going to be playing it during the Christmas holiday.
Yeah.
Well, anyways, the last question for, you know, for you is, not for us, but for you. Can you tell us a funny story? Anything like if you had to go travel to an airport or, you know, a funny, just a little funny story. Can you tell us something funny?
There was one time we had a little band, you know, going back, you know, probably 2 or 3 years ago when, we was going to go down to Fort Smith and we was going to play a show down there, and it was for like a little Christian venue, and you know, and from you know the pictures and everything, and like talking to us and everything, we thought, you know, man, this is going to be some big, huge, you know, big Christian, you know, venue, and we're going to play, you know, and they had like 2 or 3 other bands playing. We was like, all right, man, this is going to, you know, be a, you know, pretty big deal and everything. We got down here and we had a little trouble finding a place, and we happened to drive by like 2 or 3 times, but we didn't know at the time. And, we decided to stop in at this, you know, it looked like a little church building or like an old rundown church building. And, we came inside and, I saw this, you know, mixing board back in the back of this, you know, it probably wasn't a very big room at all. It was big enough for a stage and probably like 50 people. And, we was like, you know, we're looking for, you know, so-and-so place. I can't remember the name of the place, but looking for this place, and he's like, oh, this is it. And we're like, oh, really? You know, it was still good to get to go and play, but, I mean, it was crazy because we was expecting, you know, just some huge venue, and it just turned out to be something totally different. It was just a shocker.
Oh, Lord.
You can't ever trust the internet, so that's my advice on people trying to get you to come places and do stuff on the internet, that you gotta check it out a little bit better.
Yes, double check. Always check with the Better Business Bureau and make sure that venue is either listed or have great standing.
Yes, definitely.
There's an organization in Oklahoma, which is pretty much probably close to you, that in Oklahoma City, I think it's on, if I remember straight, it's on Sunday evenings. I think at 6 p.m. I might have to double check on that. It's something for the singles. I mean, it's live concert, free drinks, free cappuccino, but it is in a club, which you have to have ID to get into, but it's a Christian event. No alcoholic beverages served. But when the praise and worship begins, you might as well get ready.
Yeah.
Anyways,
that sounds good.
You should. I'm gonna see if they still have it. I still have my connections in Oklahoma.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
Anyways, Well, that's it for me. What's your Facebook page? What's your website page? Let's get you up and running. I have plans after Christmas or after New Year's to set up a certain part of the web page that we have to hook some kind of connections up for every band that we play here at Extreme. Can you tell us how to get to you? the whole nine yards.
Probably the best way is just to get on Facebook and pop in Christopher Strope Christian Music, and should be the first listing there. And I got links to all my other things like Reverb Nation and my official store and all that's on there. So you can just get on Facebook and pop in Christopher Strope Christian Music, and should be able to find it.
And if you can't find it sometime after New Year's, you'll be definitely able to find it right on our website, extremechristianradio.com. We're heavily want to endorse you on our station, of course, but heavily advertising Christopher Strobe music, along with some others, but you're the top number one highly requested, so you're going to be first on our connection part of the website. Is that cool?
Yeah, man, I appreciate it. That's amazing.
Alrighty, that's it for Mike Palmer and, of course, Christopher Strobe. Check him out on Facebook again, or request his music on extremechristianradio.com. Check y'all out later, and enjoy the music.